stash the right amount of cash. I'm CJ Jensen, and this is the Business Review. How much should you save in order to have a comfortable retirement to make up what Social Security won't? Wall Street Journal retirement expert blogger Bill Rickenstein says that all depends on when you start.
I'm going to give two pieces of advice. The first is when you first get out of college, begin by saving at least enough to get your firm's full matching contribution. A few firms, some firms don't give a matching contribution. In that case, start by saving at least 6% of your salary. The second step is every time you get a salary increase, usually once a year, raise the percent that you're saving by at least 1%. So the second year, it may be 7%, at least 8% the next, until you're saving the maximum that's allowed by law.
Rickenstein says if you're already in your mid-30s and you haven't saved a dime, starting at 6% isn't going to cut it. He says to catch up, some recommend that the combined matching contribution should be at 22%.
If you don't have a savings plan at your work, you can contribute to a traditional or a Roth IRA, but that's all. If it's self-employed income, you can contribute to a SEP IRA and a KEO. There are a lot of people who simply haven't saved enough, and I've seen some of them now, and they don't have the retirement they're looking for. So obviously, get saving early. That's the key. It makes it a lot easier. If not, get serious about saving now between your contribution and hopefully a company match. You still have a shot at a decent retirement.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Hand Camera School of Business at Baylor University.